Television critic David Bianculli had originally planned to review The Thorns this week. It's a new comedy series created by director Mike Nichols that premieres Friday night on ABC. But then David previewed another new series, which is recycling an old star, and he thought he had better signal an alert.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled TV review with a special report. Make sure you're sitting down because this news is going to be tough to take. Mr. T is returning to television. This doesn't even seem fair. As far as I'm concerned, one time in the spotlight for Mr. T was once too many. Some comebacks can be counted on, like Halley's Comet. Some are pleasant surprises, like Miniskirts or John Fogerty. But Mr. T, come on. I'd rather live through the Archies again, or Tiny Tim, or anything. But Mr. T, the mohawked macho mumbler of the A-Team, has decided to mount a comeback in a new syndicated series that premieres this week. It's called, ready for this? TNT, but it's a dud. Gone are the gold chains and rabbit foot earrings that Mr. T wore on the A-Team. For his new show, he's got a whole new image. By day, he's T.S. Turner, a mild-mannered private eye who wears three-piece suits, glasses, and a bow tie. By night, though, he sometimes slips on combat fatigues, custom-made combat boots, and assorted leather and studded accessories. Not to cruise bars, to fight crime. He's Wally Cox by day and Rambo by night. His daytime partner is a beautiful young lawyer named Amanda Taylor. That's where the TNT in the title comes from. But the twist is that she doesn't know anything about his commando-style nocturnal activities. In the show's introduction, Mr. T describes the arrangement like this.
I'm really not a bad guy. I believe in law and order. But the law ain't enough. I get impatient. And when I see nice folks getting hurt, I get mean. And when I get mean, I get mad. And when I get mad, I get bad. Don't tell my partner.
And if that's too complicated, the promo for the premiere episode provides an instant synopsis. It's like a rap music video for morons.
A ruthless gang.
What do you guys want?
Plays king of the hill.
Shut up.
They find a victim.
What are you doing?
And break his will. But these big shots are in for a big surprise.
Show who he's ready for.
When T.S. Turner cuts him down to size.
And believe it or not, the show is worse than that promo. In the premiere, Mr. Turner, visits the owner of a health club who's shaking down the neighborhood.
Are you a member?
No, sir. Just a man who don't like the way you do business.
I don't recall ever doing business with you, Mr.
T.S. Turner. And it seems you've been leaning pretty hard on some people I know.
Oh, have I now?
And I want to know why.
Nice suit, big man.
Mr. T's mistake, though, was going there in his daytime duds. The next thing you know, the bad guy has taken the fountain pen out of Mr. T's suit pocket and sprayed ink all over his starched white shirt. One thing's for sure. When Mr. T was between jobs, he didn't take acting lessons. But when I was watching that scene, my mind suddenly became filled with all sorts of questions. When was the last time I saw anyone using a fountain pen? When was the last time anyone with such bad diction was the star of a TV show? Who in the world would watch TNT, aside from masochists? And why, oh why, did I ever give up my old job as a janitor? I had to empty trash then, but I didn't have to review it.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.